Today we have one of the wonderful feast days of the church, the feast day of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, who is very dear to all of us as Americans. She was born in the year 1774, just 2 years before the American War for Independence. She was born into a wealthy Episcopalian family in New York. So she was born into high society in a wonderful Episcopalian family. And she was raised in reading the Bible. She was raised as a woman of prayer. She suffered some tragedy in her early life. Her mother died when Elizabeth was only 3 years old, and her other sister died when Elizabeth was a young girl as well. But she was very well educated. She married at the age of 19 to William Seton, a very wealthy businessman from New York. And they had a wonderful marriage for 11 years. And they had 5 children during that time period. But then his business failed, his health declined, and he had tuberculosis. So they traveled to Italy, hoping that the climate would be better for him there, but he died in Italy. And so Mother Seton was left at the age of 29, being a widow of 5 young children. During the time she was in Italy, she came under the influence of the example of a very holy Catholic family, the Felices. And they took care of her and took her in, and it was their example that helped to bring about Mother Seton's conversion to the Catholic faith. The 3 things that most impressed Elizabeth Seton were when she was explained about the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. And when it was explained to her that Jesus was truly present, she wept because she thought, well, this is just a tremendous gift of God's love for us, that Jesus is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. The second thing was the Blessed Mother, that the Blessed Mother was also her mother. And third was the fact that Christ established the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago upon the apostles. And there was an unbroken apostolic succession from the time of Christ down to the present Pope. So when she went back to New York, she continued studying the faith, and eventually she had the courage to become a Catholic in 1805. And most of her family disowned her because of this. And she was alienated and ostracized by the people in that area of New York. She set up a school, but because of the hostility, she was invited to move down to Baltimore. The bishop down here invited her to move down to establish a Catholic school in Maryland. And so she also at this time established the religious community of the American Sisters of Charity. A few years after that, 3 years later, she moved to Emmitsburg, a very wealthy seminary, and donated thousands or hundreds of acres of land up in Emmitsburg. And she and her family moved there. And she was there for the next 13 years. She taught school. She took care of the needs of the poor. At this time, two of her daughters died of tuberculosis, which was a great tragedy in her life. And yet she always accepted these things as the will of God. And she always had peace despite the difficulties that she endured. She had a wayward son that she prayed for constantly. And Mother Seton died at the young age of 46 in the year 1821 in Emmitsburg. So when we look at her life, we see that she was a convert, a wife, a mother, a widow, a religious educator, and a foundress of a religious community. I think what we can learn from her life is, first of all, her commitment to doing the will of God, even when it was difficult. Even though she knew her family would disown her and she would be alienated, she went and followed God's will for her, which was to become a Catholic. She knew in her heart that the Catholic Church was the one true church founded by Jesus Christ. And so we see courage in the life of Mother Seton. We also see someone who suffered very well. She suffered with great resignation to the will of God when her husband died, leaving her with the 5 children, and also when her young daughters died of tuberculosis. I think we can also learn the example of praying for one's family from her. She prayed her whole life for her wayward son. And so if some of you have children that have left the practice of the faith or have caused you great heartache, you can have special comfort in the fact that Mother Seton prayed for her son as well. And she can be an example for us. So she died in 1821. She was beatified in 1963 and canonized in 1975. What's unique about her is that she's the first Native American-born saint. She also established the first Native American religious order for women. She established the first American orphanage in the United States, a Catholic orphanage. And she also established the first parochial school in our country. And so the impact of this woman on the church in America is just tremendous. And so at this time, I'll give you a blessing with the first class relic of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. But I encourage you, if you have a chance, to go up to Emmitsburg, Maryland, to pray at her tomb. We're so blessed that we have a canonized saint living within just a few hours from here. Through the intercession of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.